lap 12 of the Prosperity Game. We are in the home stretch.
Cool.
So now,
believe it or not, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, God!
As we know it. We got to start with it.
That's right. Yeah, let's start with our check-in on a scale of 1 to 10. How are you? Or a metaphor that describes where you are at.
This is Nancy. I'm at a 7, and I'm full of resistance about the class ending.
Oh!
Look no farther, because we now have the home study course for you to take.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yay! Good segue.
I'll call you at 6 o'clock in the morning so you won't miss us.
There you go. That would be fine.
That's 8 o'clock my time.
I don't care when you call.
Who just joined us?
Sherry.
We're doing a check-in with you right now.
Oh, with me. Okay. A little raw today. I just did a speaking gig that I had higher expectations of myself, but I'm trying to pull myself out of that little hole.
Wait a minute. Deja vu. Last week.
I know, but I'm not going to go there. Just want you to know that's where I am. I'm
okay.
Coming back up, though.
Well, if we can help clean you up, we will. Do you want to shift gears for yourself?
I would love to.
Okay. And what would assist you in doing that? How can we help you?
Well, I guess I want to go to the point that I really don't know what impact I had, but I can only imagine how people were receiving me. I need to be reminded that some people's faces don't often really show thinking.
True, so true.
And that I have really no idea how I was received. They were all eating filet mignon, and I may not have just, stacked up.
You know what's interesting, Cherie? I can remember one particular conference that Gina and I did speaking. When we got off of it, I was going, oh, that was great. And she was feeling like, I noticed these people. It felt like they weren't, with us. And I'm saying, man, the thing I always do is I find somebody who's very gung-ho and involved, and then I can still look at the room, but I'll keep my focus on them. And I don't even look at those people. And in the end, it's the feeling of the questioning of your impact. In the end, when we had a conversation with some of those people, it wasn't that they were frowning or anything. They were taking it in. They were masturbating it. And it's a completely different story than what we had made up.
Exactly. And what I'm realizing as I'm driving back home is that what I spoke about was helping people look at their lives differently than they normally do. And I was really challenging them on how hard they work. I was not giving them the normal speech that they get about working harder, give more of yourself. I was doing just the opposite.
Good for you.
So it's probably a little harder for them to take in because it wasn't the norm.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm noticing. Even in your trying to go to the better feeling thought right now, you're still trying to make it okay, or you're still making up stories about how they perceived you instead of making an assumption that absolutely aligns with feeling good.
Okay.
So what would you like to make your assumption be?
What would I like to make the assumption? They thought it was fabulous.
Of course.
But they'll recommend me to their meeting plan. That's what I want to have happen.
Then that's the assumption that I would make. Keep going to the story instead of analyzing it. Because here's what happens is you're trying to make each little piece feel better, but what you're trying to make feel better is based on a story. Maybe the filet mignon was just so awesome. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Just make an assumption that it went well and you were well-received, period. Okay, next.
Okay.
Was there any particular moments that did feel good that you know when you were there?
Yeah, there were. There were when I was seeing people nod their head and there were people who got into it. And there were several people who came up to me afterwards, like what I had to say.
Well, then keep going back to those moments and eliminate the rest.
Well, let me ask you a question then. I had set some real intentions on my drive there that, so many people would give me their business cards for my e-zine. And so I set these real concrete intentions, and that didn't happen.
And we'll go to what did you want to have happen from those things, getting their business cards and all that. What was the essence of what you were wanting? Assume whatever you were wanting the outcome to be. It doesn't matter if it comes through business cards or emails or phone calls or a new client a month down the road. Just assume that you made the impact that you want, and you will have the exact essence of your intentions.
Okay.
You know, we just had a gal sign up for the next Prosperity Game. Don't even remember her. We met her at the expo that we were at a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Whenever you align will be the moment when you let go of your energy on it that you'll start seeing the results.
Okay. So that's really helpful.
It's a tricky business. Yeah, set your desire and set your intention, and then don't care about it.
I know. Yeah, that's a fine line.
Yeah. Well, that was really helpful. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Did anybody else have anything that they wanted clear out of the way so that they could be completely present and eager beaver and take it all in for our last, but definitely not least, class 12 of the Prosperity Game?
Well, this is Elizabeth.
Yes.
I would like to, because our homework for last week was kind of relax and do nothing.
Yes.
And so I kind of feel like I've done that. What I'm finding is that, again, with some of the joint stuff that Sherry and I have going on, we had started this summer series, and we had put an early bird deadline as yesterday, and we don't have even half the people that we thought we would. And then we're doing this networking luncheon tomorrow, and we only have, like, four people signed up for it. And so I'm kind of thinking, okay, so I relaxed and did nothing, but just kind of told the universe what I wanted, but it's not happening.
Let's go back again. What's the essence of what you wanted to have happen as a result?
Well, the essence of what we wanted is for people to sign up or show up.
But for the sake of what? Why?
Why?
Yeah, what would it give you?
Well, it would make us feel good, and then they would sign up for our program, and then we'd have full programs, and that would make us happy, and we'd make money.
So what you really wanted was full programs and to make money.
Right.
Eva's got a story for you.
I actually had been supposed to be speaking this coming weekend. Right now, we have all of three people who've signed up.
Okay.
So I can look at that as failure, and I didn't get what I wanted, and what's up with that? And at the same time, I got this huge hit to offer a year-long program. I'm actually picking and choosing. I'm asking to come into this thing. And I'm only up to the C's, like ABCs, up to the C's, and I have been overwhelmed with people signing up. I'm going to have multiple groups going this year. So although the Sacramento workshop didn't turn out, hey, now I don't have to go anywhere, I don't have to dress, I don't have to be there the night before, I don't need all of that, and I have more than received what I had any expectation of getting out of that workshop.
So and she's still getting her essence.
I'm getting the essence, all right, and I got to do it from the comfort of my own home.
You know, why does Eva want to go teach somewhere and speak? Okay, she wants book sales. Why does she want book sales? Well, she wants to get her information out, and she wants people to upgrade to other things that we do. And she wants to make money. And all of those things you can do in a bazillion and one ways. Remember that each thing that you come up with, whether it's a class or an article or some action that you take, it's the joy in that moment that's aligning you. It's not necessarily that is the perfect action to get you the clients. It's that energy that's pouring forth from you towards that action is joyful, and so it connects you, so it lines you up. So who cares if it turns out or not? In that moment, it was serving you because it was helping you to tap in. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. I guess I feel like I'm missing a piece then, so where do I need to be shifting my focus? Do I just need to be shifting my focus to full programs?
You need to shift your focus to knowing that you're going to get your end result. What do I want of you now? It doesn't matter if whatever you were focused on before works out or not. All that matters is this moment today, which you're not focused on, by the way, when you're worried about filling something that's in the future. All of your power is in your now moment, so what will I do today that will have me feeling good? That's whether it's an action or just relax, ask for inner guidance. Is there some inspired action that will serve me in filling this?
Okay.
If you still want to focus on this workshop, focus on it, but come from a place of inspiration and unattachment. For me, it was, okay, I need to fill this thing. I want to get 200 or 300 people in these seats. Isn't that interesting? I got two or three, not two or 300. But, man, those other hundreds and hundreds are coming out of the woodwork.
For the other program.
Thing.
I'm going to kind of bare your soul here, Eva. When she was looking towards the Sacramento event, There was excitement, but there was also an underlying current of pressure.
Yes.
Of filling this because...
Filling the seats, kind of what you're probably going through right now. I need to do something to get people in there.
Yes.
Not a very good vibration.
Yeah, it didn't work. When she noticed it wasn't working, then she just got an email yesterday saying, hey, you guys, don't worry about it. Don't be filling the class. It's all fine. I'm going to let it go. So just be willing to release if it's time to release. Now where are you at?
What's the inspired action? And do what feels good and leave the rest.
Do you know how many classes we've canceled? I was just telling a client earlier this morning, between Eva and I doing things together and me doing workshops on my own, probably canceled maybe a fifth of all classes scheduled. Pain.
Wow.
That's good to know. Thank you for sharing.
You just have to give yourself permission for that and to be okay with that.
Yep.
It's no big deal. There's going to be something else coming along.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and actually we did that a couple weeks ago. We canceled a workshop and then ended up having a jamming day of strategic planning, and that was awesome. So,
I'll say that one more time for Elizabeth. You all cancel one-fifth of what you do.
Yeah,
you
that's
think?
Been the pattern. Yeah, that's
it. Isn't that great, Elizabeth? Let's write that on the board.
Okay. So what?
I'm serious, because it just kills us, you know? And we think we're the only one. Let me speak for myself. I tend to think that we're the only ones that have to cancel, and that was really freeing.
Oh, you are
thank
not alone.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll cancel the next one if that'll make you feel better. No, I'm kidding.
I've had this discussion earlier, so I know there's a lot of people on this call who do teach classes and have events. There's a moment where you just keep going forward with your intention to have a class or an event, or even if it's a commitment, like writing a book. You keep moving forward on it, even when it's not turning out the way you want or as intended, or there's a deadline, you can move the deadline back. You keep moving forward on it and playing in it until it feels good. And when it doesn't, you either put it on hold or you look for a new way to be with it such that it feels good. We've had prosperity gains before, where we said, unless we have six, you know, new paying people, we're not going to teach it. And we've actually taught it with two new paying clients because it felt right to, and other times we've canceled it and pushed it back. So you just have to gauge in the moment, even if you clearly stated boundaries for yourself. Sometimes you just have to say, well, what? Do we want to do it? And for the sake of what? Sometimes it's just good to get practice at it or for some other reason that we choose. But remember, you get to change your mind at any moment. You're never stuck. What's the word commitment mean anyways? All commitments can be broken, and it's just a matter of choice about what feels best.
That's the gem for the day. I could hang up and have been happy.
Oh, good.
But I'm not. No.
Okay.
Did you hear that, Sherry? All commitments can be broken. You get to choose.
Yes, I sent out a newsletter today with an interview for a gal named Bridget Engel, and she was pumping up her website and getting a shopping cart ready, in particular to sell a CD that she's launching that should be arriving today. Well, guess what? She got worried about being able to have everything in place before I sent out my newsletter, and it didn't happen. She said, well, I was committed to it. I feel really bad. And I said, hey, I'm doing this in support of you. So the newsletter went out today with a link that doesn't work. So what? So what? Nothing matters except that you get yourself in a good feeling place. And if it feels bad or you put something on it as if I'm a failure, then that doesn't feel good and that's not of service. So get off of it and move on. Just nothing matters. Even when you're trying to keep it together and you're going to try to be professional, sometimes you're just not. Things are going to happen. So what? You recover, and it's up to you how fast you can recover, and it's about shifting to a different feeling. That's all. I have to ask myself a lot, well, okay, so how is it serving me to feel bad about this? It's not. Or, oh, guilt. Oh, I feel so bad that I did this or that. How's that in service? It's not. It actually pinches off my flow, and it's in service of nobody. My boyfriend called me yesterday, and he said, I feel so bad. You know, I've been so busy, and I just don't want to let you down. And I said, even though sometimes my ego wants him to feel bad, right? I hope he feels bad. I hope he feels terrible about this, because I just want what I want. I said, you know, you should never feel bad about anything you do to me. Nothing. You should never feel bad. So, now that we're all feeling that we don't have to feel bad anymore, does anybody else have anything to report about doing nothing?
It's Frank. I found myself this past weekend staying home and doing painting, you know, and I was thinking, am I doing nothing or am I doing?
How did it feel?
It felt good.
There you go.
And the one thing that I really got clear on while I was home, because I listened to an Abraham tape while I was there, is it really doesn't serve me at any moment to feel bad. So, it's like I really got that in a profound way. What's the point? If it's that simple and my whole goal is to feel good, I'm going to feel good. I have really been able to switch my thoughts to different things to feel better, even in moments where I wasn't feeling good. And my wife, who's awesome at this, she really is a great partner that helps me get off it. And same with her. She gets off it fast, feeling bad. Hey, that doesn't serve you. Remember what you said on Saturday. Okay, fine. You know, I just go right to a new thought, you know. So it really, I think it's really been great. And I noticed one thing today. While I was away on Saturday and Sunday, I did almost start to make myself wrong for not making some calls in real estate, because I like to make calls, actually, on Saturday and Sunday. And I just said, you know, I'm working 4 days a week. I can focus all I want on what I want around real estate for the 4 days that I work. So that's all I've been doing. Like, I was really clear that I already scheduled time to focus on what I want in real estate. I got 4 days to do it.
You got the lessons.
I got the lessons. It's really, really cool. And the coolest thing was, yesterday I said, I want to get an appointment with someone who wants to sell, that I can go on the appointment, and I'd be delighted with the people. So sure enough, nothing showed up. I finished calling at like 5:25. I was going to a leadership class. The coolest thing is that I didn't give up, and I held focus. Like, I held focus on what I wanted. And I get a call at 10 to 6, hey, Frank, we're thinking about selling our house. We saw one down the street. We just want to get an idea of what our home's worth. That way we can do the finances and see if that home is affordable for us. So here, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, all my vibration shifted, like, they're not going to do this. You know, I did feel that at one point. I'm like, you know what? This would be great if they did this. So I went and approached it like I would any appointment. I'm going to talk to them this afternoon. But it's really cool how I stayed focused. I got what I wanted. And I just have to keep focusing on what I want from this point on.
Awesome. Yes, 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 and yes.
Yes. It really is easy. And I never thought I'd say that. I've
heard you say it before.
Really?
Yes. Every time you're in a good feeling place, you're amazed at how you can get all
it. Exactly.
Yeah,
your mantra is, how easy can I stand it?
How easy can I? Phew, yes. How easy can I stand it? Because I get in the way when it's too easy.
Well,
I try to make it complicated, you know?
Well, I like your distinction that you said earlier, which was when you said you were painting, was I just doing to be doing, or was I being and doing? Something to that effect.
Yeah.
It's a great distinction, because sometimes you could have been painting, okay, I got to get this done, I got to hurry up, because if I don't, then this is what's going to happen, or I'm enjoying painting, it's almost like meditative state for me, I get to think, I get to just relax while I'm painting.
That's what I was thinking.
Two different places to come from. And you found the one that worked.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Mary. When I say, no, this is, I don't have to do anything this week. And I loved it. And I did things.
Yeah,
you know?
I was just going to say, did you find that you did things?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't have to.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great place to, just. It's a great perspective.
Excellent. It is a great perspective.
Judy.
Okay.
We had a long sort of weekend here over the Easter break, and that was really perfect for doing the relaxing bit. And what I found is that there's a couple of things that I wanted to do, but I really honored myself in just moving to do what I wanted to do right at that time. So in the past, I've always sort of done the work first and the pleasure last, and really there's been a huge shift for me in that I'll do what I feel like doing, and that could be relaxing and enjoying a good book or go for a swim or something like that, rather than having to get all my work done first at home and allow myself that pleasure time afterwards. So, and that felt really good because I really enjoyed doing the little odd jobs that I wanted to do, and I really enjoyed just allowing myself to have that pleasure time too.
That's great. Sometimes the most rewarding times are when we're doing the putzing things. It's almost like it's a luxury because we don't do it. Other things seem to be more important that need to be done. And so even if it seems like a mundane thing, it can feel almost like a luxury to allow yourself the time to do it.
And it's not even like that anything has to be done anymore.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, nothing has to be done. If I get to it, I get to it. And if I don't, well, that's cool.
Well, if everyone had that attitude right there, we'd all be in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
If I get to it, I get to it. If not, all is still as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. So, Eva, I think I'm going to let you take over because we have something powerful to do with you today, all of you on the call.
Today, I'm going to give you yet another process to take away with you in your little toolbox. And here's the whole point in it. The purpose is to really get clear thinking and to start realizing the resources that you have within yourself towards achieving your dreams and your goals. This is the one I leave you all with because this is the last day of this game. You may be coming back for more, but this is the last day of this game. This is an exercise that you can take with you and amp up those goals that you had in this game. Whether you've gotten to all of them or not, it's okay. And just remember, even if you're still on the way to some of the goals that you put out there, you're still on the way. Game not over. Prosperity game over, but game not over. So just remember that the deadlines that we put on things, even when they're our goals and our dreams, they are self-inflicted deadlines. The deadline to get butts in seats next weekend was a deadline, but being willing to let that go allowed something much greater to come in. So being open to how they show up, but then using this process to sort of kickstart yourself again if you're feeling a little stuck in your goals. And it's called the solutions focus. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. I forget the guy who wrote the book. There's a book by the same name where he created this process. I want to take somebody to use as my example and walk you through this process. So let's say you had a goal that you made at the beginning of this course and you followed through to this point and you're still not there yet. And so maybe you're saying, dang, why didn't I get there? Why am I where I am? I don't know what the story might be. But you have a goal that you'd like to get kickstarted again, and let me walk you through this process.
Miss Kimberly, you can always use me.
Okay, Kimberly.
You beat me to it.
Okay, that's great. So, Kimberly, what I want you to do is to identify the goal. In other words, you've got a goal, you're on the way to it, you're not there yet, so therefore maybe you're looking at a way to improve on getting to the goal. So what would that goal be?
Selling my house.
Selling your house, okay. Now, as you're thinking about selling your house, given the choice that you've made up to this point and how your life is in this moment right now, what are the positive changes that you anticipate in selling your house?
As a result of?
Yeah. It's another way of getting to the essence that Gina was talking about earlier.
Mm. Having the funds to purchase a new home, leaving the Midwest.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of the details. We're going to call this your perfect future. Okay? You're creating your perfect future. So think of the details of what the perfect future would look like as you visualize it now and how your life would be different when your choice is realized. Now talk to me as a visual.
I'm living in California, feeling warm and free to go out and enjoy the outdoors, to be within a quick drive to family, cousins, grandma, to be within a drive to the beach.
And what are the feelings that are coming up?
The feelings are excitement, calm, serenity, peace, acceptance, safety, a knowingness, a familiarity.
Wow, feels pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is that perfect future that you just painted for us, and 1 is the exact opposite. Scale of 1 to 10, where would you place yourself right now, in this present moment?
3.
About a 3. Okay. So, what that number 3, I want to ask you a question. How did you decide to place it that high on the scale and not lower than 3?
I feel like it could be worse. I could feel worse.
Okay, so it could be worse. What else? Go ahead. Why so high?
Because there are some of those feelings
Great.
Present.
Some of the feelings are already there. Excellent. And I'm going to come at it a little bit different way. What would you say are maybe some of your experiences or your knowledge or insight that may have had you choose 3 rather than something lower? What personal qualities maybe have you been using that have gotten you at the 3 right now rather than something lower? I mean, 3 is above 2, above 1, above negative 1, above negative 500. I mean, you put yourself there, and there are resources, skills, talents, knowledge, wisdom, something within you that put you there.
We want to interpret the question. How come she's not asking, how come we're not higher?
Yeah. I'm working not to go there. So
okay.
I get what you're getting to. So I'm digging for that answer, and it being my confidence in myself.
Right, confidence in yourself.
Uh-huh.
What else?
My hope and faith.
Okay, hope and faith.
And optimistic outlook.
Great. So your optimism?
Mm-hmm.
That's your tendency.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the ones that keep coming back to me. Just hopeful.
Okay, great. That's perfect. You do all recognize that I didn't say, why not higher?
Mm-hmm.
Because where does that normally put us? It takes us to, why didn't we do something better than we did?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the point. Well, let's say you said negative 500. I'd still want to know why it wasn't negative a million.
Mm.
Because there's always goodness, there's gold, there's gems, there's wisdom in wherever you are. And because our default mode or our tendency is to look at why something didn't go the way we wanted, that guess what we got focused on? We get focused on what held us there, why we didn't do something better, rather than actually looking through this to the treasures that are there no matter where you are. And when you start to identify the treasures that are in this, now you're focused on solution. This is why it's called solutions focus, even if you don't have the solution yet, even if it feels like it's outside of you right now. But your focus changes, which means that your energy changes. And when your energy starts to be looking in this place, you've just opened up the vortex to ease that selling of that house.
Do you see that?
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
It is, isn't it? I love this. This guy's a genius. So what you're doing is, as you take the time to appreciate all the things you do have going for you, the things that are going right, you want to start to make a list of these resources. So the things that you mentioned, like your self-confidence, hope, faith, the optimistic outlook, all of the things that come up for you, as you want to write those down, you know, the knowledge, the skill, the creativity, the insight, personal qualities. And a lot of times you might be surprised at what comes up. Sometimes not, but a lot of times you are. And so once you've gotten to this point, now what you want to do is imagine just moving up 1 point on the scale. Just think about that one step on the scale, just one number higher. We're not asking for quantum leaps here. Want this to be easy and effortless. That's what the whole class is about. What would your life be like if you moved up the scale one number?
More energetic.
More energetic? What else?
A little more at ease.
At ease.
More patient.
More patient. Great.
Even more optimistic.
Okay.
Even more hopeful and excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're starting to appreciate the abundance that's not only available to you, but actually now you're focused on even more of these things just by simply asking a question, moving up the scale. It's not changing anything, but it's putting your focus on even more of the skills and the wisdom and the experience and the knowledge and the personal pieces of you that are within you, which is more energy, more energetic, patient, at ease, more optimism, more hope, more faith. So you're starting to amp up these qualities. And you're saying to yourself, yes, these skills and qualities are useful. They're useful and available to me. This is what I want you to acknowledge in yourself right now, that these are useful to you right now.
Mm.
Now, the question that I'm going to ask you next is, how would you know that you've moved up the scale? And I'm going to ask the miracle question. Here's the miracle question. Suppose that tonight, after you go to bed and you go to sleep as usual, suppose that sometime during the night a miracle happened and your issue, your problem, your concern vanished and they were resolved. But you were asleep, so you didn't know this miracle happened. So when you wake up today, what will be the first thing to tell you this miracle has happened? In other words, how will you know the transformation has occurred? So you want to think through your day. Think through getting up and getting dressed, going out to do whatever it is you do in a day. And just notice, how would you know the miracle has happened?
Specifically around this goal?
Yeah.
I'd have a message on my voicemail.
Okay.
With a pre-qualified offer.
Okay, so you'd have a message, you'd have a pre-qualified offer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happened during the night, so that could be on the message machine. And then based on that, now what's different? So that you notice that the miracle has happened.
The sign's gone.
The sign's gone. And I want you to go to your thoughts and feelings that emerge.
Mm. Just exuberant. Just a knowingness that it's happening. We're out of here.
Mm. Okay. Now, the way out of here feels a little like I don't want to be in this place. So change it to where you're moving towards. What is it you're moving forward to?
Okay. Just excitement about what's new, about the next, you know, it's weird. We keep talking about how we feel like we're pioneering back to the West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like an exploration that we're going West to just grow and nourish our family.
Right. So these are part of the differences that you might imagine in your day. You might be setting a schedule for getting out here. You may be calling the airlines, the moving companies. And when you're doing this, what are the differences in how you're being and how you're feeling? And those are the things you want to tap into.
Yeah, much more proactive, much
mm-hmm.
more, again, more energetic, just more focused, more clear, more able to follow through and to get things finished and done. The little tasks don't seem as mundane and difficult to accomplish.
Great, great. So on your own, when you're doing this process, each of you, spend your time in your imagination exploring what this will look like. It's a lot like scripting in your mind or just visualizing. And then the next question is, how will the people around you know this miracle has happened? What do they see you doing? What are the differences your colleagues see, your children see, your family see in you?
They see it too. They see the buzz. They see the energy. They see the level of excitement, the anticipation, again, the knowingness, the ease. They see and experience my clarity.
Great. Great. So the buzz, the clarity, the exuberance, awesome. So now what you're doing is you thought through your day after the miracle, and you list the things that came up before that we talked about, and you list the things that came up, the characteristics, the feelings that came up afterward. And you use this list. This is your personal resource. This is what's going to get you towards where you want to be and this particular focus that you have around the house. So just notice that you get to open that energy and have the benefits of those resources right here in the now. And just your being in this experience now, the way we just did, you have shifted somewhat towards having that house be sold. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go out and do anything. You're not worrying. You're not noticing that the phone isn't ringing right now. That's not where you want to put your focus. You want to come back to the solutions focus and move your energy back here so that you keep that open vortex for the universe to do what it needs to do to give you what it really, really wants to give you. So the power in this technique is that you're actively identifying real examples of your own qualities that will be available to you to move you through the particular goal or issue that you use this process for. You can use it for something else, and you may come up with some different qualities, skills, knowledge, resources. sometimes it can be some of the same, sometimes it'll be completely different. But at this point, it's being really confident in just knowing that these are the qualities that's going to help you to get what you want in this particular situation. And your work is to keep focusing back on these and being in those qualities as much as possible. Now, there is one last step, and this is to determine what your next step in this process would be. So it's, what is the next step that you're willing to take right now that's going to move you that one point up the scale? It doesn't have to be big, anything.
I'm going to talk to another agent.
Okay. Now, how does that feel when you think about it?
Like I'm doing something.
And
I'm like I'm actually taking some action.
And does that feel good to you?
Yeah, it does.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Then we have done what we came here to do. So that, folks, is the process. And a lot of times, just notice how even with Kimberly, the qualities that came forth, she didn't say, well, my skills as a strategist, my knowledge as a... She didn't go to those places, and a lot of times people will. She went into the different kinds of qualities within herself and her own characteristics. Either one works. Either one works. And then the last step is to kick you into something that will feel like, okay, now I feel back in control a bit. And for her, it was taking a literal step. And a lot of times, in fact, most of the time, it ends up being that kind of step. And for some people, the step is, hey, I think I'm just going to sit in this energy for a while and get used to it. That could have been a step. But
and that did cross my mind, just to just to really continue that scripting in my mind of being
excellent.
There.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that could be another step. But it feels to me like, yeah, I actually can choose a different agent if I want to,
mm-hmm.
or broker, whatever it is. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. So how are you doing with this now? How do you feel?
Oh, I feel much more energized.
Oh, good.
I do, yeah.
Excellent.
I was doing it as I was listening, and if you weren't doing the solution focus while you were listening to Kimberly, I highly recommend doing it on your own. It is an instant, over-the-top, feel-good process. I can't think of a better exercise to instantly get you into expanding outside of your receiving zone, you know, like going outside of your box in terms of what are you willing to receive.
Where were you 12 weeks ago when we had the first class, and where have you progressed? When you look back, what's different today than class one?
I'm sitting here just smiling. What a great perspective. It's not about what you accomplished. It's about how you feel about what you didn't accomplish.
Or it's really just about how you feel, period.
So, how you feeling about where you've been, where you at now, what's different?
Judy?
My first goal was selling my house, which happened very quickly.
Yes.
My second goal is about creating more ease and freedom at work. I've made some really great progress with that because I find that work used to run me a lot, and now I feel more that I am running work, not work running me.
Leaving at 5:30?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Woohoo! And it feels so good because, like everybody now knows, I say to myself and my team who work there, you know, here we go, pumpkin, 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 when 5:30 is coming up, I'm out of there. And that just feels so great. And my computer was kicking me off yesterday, so I left at 5 o'clock.
Good for you! Boy, what an about face.
Yeah, forced to leave.
Yes, forced to leave. I thought, I'm getting a message from the universe here. I got to get out of here. So I'm focusing much more on possibilities rather than problems at my work, and also on my strengths rather than my weaknesses, and I think you really have to do that. I'm much lighter. I'm having a good time at work most of the time. I'm really looking at focusing my intention at the beginning of my day and refocusing throughout the day. And I'm tossing around a new job opportunity as well. So I'm really, really very happy with where I am with more ease and freedom at work. With my self-appreciation goal, I'm really also moved such a distance with the self-appreciation, and I've got this great new image in my mind whenever a gremlin comes up for me. I imagine that I'm a big fat frog and I go zap to the gremlin, which turns into a fly, and I go crunch, 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 crunch.
Oh, God. That's funny.
That just helps me to get playful about it.
I guess so.
I just love that image. I had the aha about making life a bit easier for myself and not automatically thinking about all the complicated reasons why things may not be working and that the answer might be in front of my nose. So I think being easier on myself is one of the great shifts as well. I do more that pleases me, so it's less on what I have to do and more on what I want to do. And I'm feeling very excited about life and I'm much more in the mode of appreciation. So I think I'm doing really well.
You are. You really are. You come from the taskmaster who must do it right and be perfect.
Yes.
At all costs. To just letting it all go. Just letting it go. It's great. Fabulous to see everything that's happening with you.
Mm.
This is Mary. So let's see. She's delivering three classes that generate $10,000 a month. Got really discouraged and just gave up on my first class. And then I've been in a teleclass for producing products. I actually have decided, okay, now I see a big plan for this and this is what I'm going to do. I just resuscitated that yesterday. And that feels just fine. And I've applied for a contract recruiting position in Boulder, Colorado, that I'd be just great for. And also one in California, not far from you guys.
Really?
And I don't know if I'll do those, but I might. I just might. I don't know really what I'm going to do, but I've stopped myself from doing things when it doesn't feel good. And I'm just in exploration about that. I know I'm going to land on my feet on the next level, whatever that may be. Size 4, wearing designer clothes. I've lost some weight. My tummy was sort of round, and my tummy's really looking pretty good. What's interesting is I was pretty resigned about those size 4 clothes for a while, and now I'm excited about them. I've been in organizing my closet and putting things in order and just admiring my size 4s. I'm fine about those size 4 designer clothes in my closet that still don't fit me. I've just shifted. All my life, I've been obsessed about my weight. And I'm not obsessed about my weight.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great breakthrough.
I know.
Kidding.
And I'm obsessed about everything I ate. I eat chocolate. I eat desserts. I eat anything I want to, and it's fine. I get into those size 4, and I'm not sure when that's going to be, but they're just there waiting. And a beautiful house. My house is a place of beauty is the way I said it. I have made such great progress. It is a place of beauty. It's not complete, and it's a place of beauty. And I just cleaned out so many things. And what's neat about it is before I would try to do something on it, and it was such a struggle. Now it's like I just shifted of like I really want my house to be uncluttered, to be clear, to be organized, and it's really coming along great. It's a place of beauty. I love it. So I didn't complete any of my goals as I set them out, and I feel like a 10 on them. They're cool. They're good. I'm cool. I'm good. If I think back to where I was, when we started this class, I was so stuck. Mm-hmm. I'm just remembering this.
Mm-hmm.
I was so stuck in so many ways, and I'm not stuck. So thank you.
You're in the flow now, Mary. Things are happening, and feels like lots of new beginnings for you.
I am.
Excellent.
Scott.
Well, I just came back from 4 days in Seattle of looking at art and walking 6 miles a day and eating the best food I've had for a long time with the fabulous man that I live with. And I have to tell you, I live a good life, and I get up every day and I draw a brain map of what I want to do that day. I mean, literally, like what I want to do today, not what I got to do today. I'm just feeling really good about my life and where I am. I haven't been singing. I want to sing and play blues piano, but what I've been doing is listening to a lot of music and going to a lot of concerts and that kind of thing. So I guess it lives kind of in there, singing in the car and in the shower at this point. I've written a little bit on my book, and I've read a lot. That's going to happen. It's just I don't know how and I don't know And I'm not even sure what form it's going to take now. At one time I knew the form, now I don't know the form. Me as a hot, sexy woman in action, that's coming around very well and slow, and that's okay too. So I'm feeling good. I'm really feeling probably better about my overall life than any particular project.
Mm.
And some of that's really been allowed more listening and being with the group too, and looking at the paths that we come, how we get to where we're going. Also, I have magic all the time, constantly. I've got like people giving me orchids. Yesterday when I checked out the hotel, I gave a book to the woman at the front desk and went to breakfast, and the waitress liked us so well she bought us breakfast.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, this has got to be connected kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The trip home was just perfect. We got home early. I got home and I needed to do something with another one of my cats and called the vet, and she said come in 15 minutes, and that got handled. I was like, there's no obstacles. It's very cool. And my lilacs are blooming.
Oh, yay.
Nancy.
I feel absolutely great about all three of the goals that I set. They all kind of unfolded in surprising ways and are continuing to do so. The one that was kind of like tailing behind was, you know, the content for the show that I've got in October. But in this week of doing nothing, I actually realized that I do my best work when I'm lying on the couch. I mean, things just come to me. I just get on the couch, I close my eyes, I just get grounded, I connect up, and just I just get flooded with ideas. I love it, and there's nothing I love more than that. So I feel fabulous about all of them, and one of them is happening tomorrow, the photo shoot I'm doing tomorrow.
Yay!
Oh, good!
With that great guy
that...
That's good enough for me.
We'll see.
Will you send us links and let us look at them?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely, once I have some great ones, I'll definitely send them to you guys. The six-week program, I'm, like, in it. I'm doing it. I've got, like, being created as I'm actually working with people, which is the best way to do it. So I'm really in it and learning and editing it, and it's great. And the show is coming together, and both in terms of content and logistically in terms of the theater and the organization I'm doing it with. So it's like, you know, it's been an amazing 12 weeks, and I feel really good about all three of them. So that's pretty good, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah. I love that. I'm not napping. I'm creating.
Yeah, it really is. I am. I'm really not napping. I'm just creating.
You know, if I got up and I started jumping up and down saying, holy shit, I just won the lottery. Oh, my God. And I got into the feeling of having won something. Something would show up, you know, soon, right? I mean, think about it. If I really stepped into the feeling for 17 seconds or longer, something really great would happen.
Something, absolutely. If you held the focus and you kept your focus there rather than noticing it's not here. The thing that slows us down is when we notice it's not here.
Yeah.
You're going to jump up and down and exude the joy of winning something to feel good, not for the end result of getting something.
Right.
You're trying to get something, then you're really not usually grounded. It's the knowing I will get something that comes from a grounded place. I am doing blank, or I am this. I found a new house that I'm going to move into, and as soon as the real estate lady walked up, I said, I'm moving in here. And she said, wait till you see the inside. I said, I know, and I'm moving in here. Real clear. It put me in a place of power immediately. So I am statements. Very big on that.
So yes, are you moving in there?
I am moving in there.
Yes. Gorgeous. It's awesome. It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Oh, it is. It is indeed.
I got jealous of Eva's view, so I decided I better have
one. You create
myself
a view of her own. That's fine.
Why don't you guys just buy a two-flat together and live in upstairs and downstairs?
You never know. That would be the vacation home.
Yeah, no kidding.
So let's get back to before and after snapshot.
Frank, I was walking with a slanted back, and now I'm walking with my chest in the air, feeling good, walking with a strut.
A slanted back.
You know how you're kind of tentative and slanted forward?
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it is sort of, you know, hey, what happens here, you know? What's going to happen?
Excellent.
Confidence.
Confident. Right on.
This is Carrie. My before picture, when I was making goals, it was more like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, more like pie in the sky kind of feeling, and now it feels more like things are on the way. You know, I don't necessarily need to see them all the time, but I feel like they're on the way. And so that's a great shift, because it just allows me to feel like I can do more of what I want, because I'm doing less of what I feel like I should. It frees me up. Time seems to expand when I do what I want to do, and what needs to be done or has to be done gets done somehow. It's really this magical process. And so that's where I feel like I'm at now.
Well, you got the point of the game then.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you.
This is Kimberly. I just feel like my head's bigger. Like I've just expanded the knowledge and the tools and the techniques that you guys have given us, that I have this whole, you know, book full of resources to use whenever I want to. It's a good feeling.
Awesome. And you know, pick and use the tools that feel the best in the moment. And if you really get stuck and you don't know, just go to the playbook and open it. And whatever one's there, try it. It's amazing.
This is Sherry. Before I started this class, I was in a fog. I thought that I knew what I was doing, but I was in a fog, and now I just realized that actually I just had on a helmet that had fogged up the mirror, you know, and just fogged up the glass. Now I just can open it up and realize, oh, no, I'm really not in a fog. I just had the helmet on and it was breathing too heavy, and I was getting in my own way, and I have to reconcile just a little bit, and this call has really helped, as certain specific goals haven't come true yet because they're on their way. But I have a knowing that I did not have before that they're on their way. It's just an internal knowing that I probably have never truly experienced before. So that's where I am.
That is fantastic. Just hold that thought and play with that and amp it up, because that's it. That's the whole name of the game.
This is Elizabeth. Before the class, I was seeking more answers outside of me, and my shift has been that I'm now seeking my answers from within.
Wow.
And things have gone from hard to a hell of a lot easier.
Hella easy.
All easy.
A hella chapter.
So thank you all.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
This is Kieran. I just want to say, I know everyone has talked about how much they've enjoyed it. I feel like through this particular class, I have really gotten grounded in those laws, and
right.
I so appreciate it, and it's just been amazing.
Well, we could tell, and it looks very good on you.
Yes. Thank you.
You wear it well.
Thank you. It's very fun.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, I think you've all done a fabulous job of staying present, open, and addressing all the niggles and bringing them to the surface. And I think that's going to be really important, to keep acknowledging the subtle things that you're feeling underneath the surface, paying attention to them, and then getting off of them. You've done a really great job of being vulnerable. I think, looking from the outside in, you've all progressed wonderfully and moved through a lot of made up rules and gremlin talk that's impacted you in all different areas, not just the one in particular that you thought it was impacting you in.
I had this visual when I look at the 40,000 foot level of the last 12 weeks, and it was just these adventurers that all came together in the first week, and we're excited about the journey, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen, and we're heading out, and the sun is shining, and the birds are singing, and there's high excitement, and we're heading out. And the next thing you know is pretty much every single one of you had something that came up where we ended up in this forest, and it got dark, and the clouds came in, and it started raining, and there was, you know, the anxiety and the questioning and the not knowing, and what have we done, and are we sure we really wanted to be here, and figuring it out, coming together and chipping away at that, and pulling out those toolkits that you were taking on this journey. All of a sudden, it's over, and the sun comes back out, and the trees part, and you're back on your path again. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, and now I get it. And there's this beingness that you now are, and the knowingness of what you have even within you. I love, who was it that said, I'm looking for my answers from within, that all of you have that. Every single one of you have that at this point. The adventure had a little bit of everything in it. By the way, the adventure is not over. It's only the beginning. So be excited. Be very, very excited.
And we just thank you for entrusting your growth in us over the last 12 weeks. I have completely enjoyed it, and I know Eva has too. Is there anything else that needs to be said before we complete today?
I want to say thanks for having this type of structure where you can do this course over and over.
That's awesome. Thank you, Frank.
It really does pay back because I like the idea of it. It gave me a lot of cool ideas.
Thank you all so much.
Yes, this is Elizabeth. Gina and Eva, you are great role models for Sherry and I about how to do partnership really well. So we've learned so much, so thank you.
Excellent, thank you.
I'm sad.
Who was that?
That was Sherry. Sherry's sad.
But see, you can get good bad. You do get to come back, you see. So you.
Oh, I know. This has just been wonderful. There aren't words to say how wonderful. Thank
Sherry,
you all.
Group hug.
Group hug.
Excellent. That's funny. Just remember, surround yourself with materials. Surround yourself with the books, the CDs, the information, and keep some of that dripping. I call it dripping. You need your intravenous feed? Hey, get an Abraham tape, whatever, to keep the momentum going for you so that you do remember. Because I listen to Abraham. I've been listening to them for years and years and years and years now. Every day a tape is in, and every time I still hear something new or in a different light or a different way or, oh, yeah, that's right, and I'm back on one path again.
Okay.
Good job, everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.